This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. It's GoVX Uranium Inc. You can find them on the TSX up there in Canada under the ticker symbol GXU. You can also find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GVXXF. And with us today, we're really lucky to have him as the CEO of the company, Daniel John Major. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Quite simply, we're a development company for uranium. We have all our projects in Africa. We have three projects. The key to us, though, is a very large mineral resource, but more importantly, two fully permitted projects that we see with the improving uranium price. We can start to move towards construction and look for that leverage, not on just on uranium price, but on re-rating as a becoming a producer. So it's slightly different to most of the uranium companies that are out there.
You know, I was watching one of your videos, and I saw that you're out there in Africa talking to basically the prime minister, also other key players out there. Uranium prices are down right now. What does your company have to offer to investors at this time?
We got an advanced uranium project, and we think uranium prices are on the turn. We've already seen a steady tick up in the second part of this year already, up from 20 cents to 27 cents. We believe that the fundamentals on the market have changed enough that we're on a steady move forward. Our projects are permitted. That is key. I mean, it takes you 10 to 15 years to permit a project in Canada. Our projects are ready to go. We're already talking to the banks. We're working on the feasibility study. So for an investor looking at it, you're getting the uranium market relift, but also you're looking at that potential for a company that gets a re-rate from being a developer to being a producer, and that's almost a double in its own right.
You know, I wanted to talk to you about your private placement. You guys did, I think, $6 million. You put out a press release around June 5th. What are you going to use that money for?
We are using that money to start working on the final feasibility study. We also continue to work in the field. We also look at the technology we're applying in that feasibility study. We've taken the opportunity while the market has been weak to look at ways of optimizing our projects. In Zambia, we added an extra property, scaled up the size of the project, got economies of scale on that Zambian project. In Niger, we've looked at technologies that reduce our OPEX and CAPEX while the market was, you know, quiet, and we're taking those technologies and additional resources, moving those into the feasibility study. So we've been finding ways of using limited amount of cash to add substantial value to the project, and now with the market improving, our intention is to take those benefits and feed them into those projects.
You know, you don't hear a lot of people talk about uranium and the market in uranium. One, what is it used for? What's the big demand for it? And where do you see the forecast for your company here for the next few years?
Uranium is used almost exclusively for the generation of energy through nuclear reactors. I think what you've seen, though, and this is where the key is to this industry, is that since 2011, there's been a sharp reversal in the direction that people are realizing that you have to have nuclear energy in the market, in the energy market, if you want cheap power. I was reading an article the other day. California has spent $460 billion on clean energy and have actually got the worst record now on CO2 increases. They could have actually replaced all of their energy with clean nuclear energy if they'd stayed with the nuclear industry. You know, you're looking at 1% to 2% growth around the world, driven heavily by China and Japanese restarts, India construction. The Africa nations are looking at going to nuclear energy because it is actually one of the cheapest clean energy sources that's out there. At the same time, you've had a weak uranium price for a long time, and that has deferred a lot of development, but more importantly, we've had a sharp reduction in production coming through. So you've got a market looking at a supply deficit now, And it needs a much higher price to justify projects. And the actions, particularly of Cameco in Canada and Kazatomprom, the two big producers around the world, to constrain supply, are starting to put that price move through. They've both indicated they want a better structural market going forward. And that's where Goviex fits in. You know, we've got projects ready to be built to start to fill the supply gap that's growing as older mines shut down. And our projects are at the right end of the cost curve.
You've been listening to Daniel John Major. He is the CEO of Goviex Uranium Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GVXXF. You also can find them on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol GXU. Here in the States, they're trading around 15 to 16 cents a share. How does Goviex compare to other uranium players in your industry?
From a valuation point of view, massively cheap. You're looking at a sector that's averaging about $1 to $1.50 a pound in the ground. We're trading at about 30 cents a pound in the ground. So real relift coming through from that. As I said, we've got one of the largest resources. But that key is those two permitted projects. There are very few companies out there that have got permits. It takes a long time to permit a uranium project. So if you think the cycle is turning, you want to be investing in companies that can take that cycle and turn it into cash flow by being able to build their mines.
You know, that being said, what would you like my listeners to take away from this interview?
I would like them to take away, one, uranium market is now really on a turn, that you've got to focus on cash flow potential from companies. And re-rate, I want to take out that, you know, Africa is a great place to operate. You get things done in Africa, and Goviex has the projects to be able to go into production. They've got the management team and the asset to do it.
Goviex Uranium is the company that we highlighted here today on Stock Day. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol GVXXF. You also, if you want to find out more about the company, you can go to their website at goviex.com. Also, they're trading on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol GXU. In closing, is there anything we didn't get a chance to touch upon, Daniel, that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
No, I think you've given me all the right questions, and hopefully I've given you all the right answers for those. I think it's a great opportunity, and the timing is right for an investor who wants to look at a commodity that's been bombed out for 9 years and is starting to make a turn.
I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on with your company.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.